and gentlemen, it's 2021, only for a couple more hours, and this is Podzilla 1985, the New Year's After Dark special, and it's we got a lot to talk about. So let's just jump right into it. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, on After Dark, as always, we have the bearded one, Jesse Kimball.
Hi, a bearded one of five.
Also, I think this is the first show Jesse has done in about a month. So
that's, yeah, it's actually pretty true, because the last Thursday, when we did the Christmas show, I didn't know you guys were doing it. I almost missed tonight, because I thought we were doing 9:30 again.
No, I was off early.
I'm really glad you tagged me.
That's why I tagged you. That is why I tagged you specifically.
I very much appreciate that.
Jesse's beard looks like he's missed the shows because he's been living in the mountains for a little while.
He's been in the Appalachian Mountains, looking for Bigfoot. With us tonight also,
Sheep Squatch,
the Dork Queen, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Who does not have a nickname in the group because there's no women allowed.
I'm not in the group.
There's no girls allowed.
Password.
Also with us tonight, Double H.
This isn't hot tea or iced tea, then I have no idea, Steven.
The man himself, live via phone-in.
He's also a bearded one.
They wouldn't know. They can't see
prove it.
Right.
Looks like an action figure to me.
Can't prove it.
And what was my favorite one? Was it Nighttime Donkeys? What was the name of it?
It was a Nocturnal
Donkeys. Nocturnal Donkeys? Right.
Something like that.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Naptime Donkeys. The Kazman is here.
Hi, fuck 2021.
Yeah! So let's start the night off.
2022 is going to be just as bad.
No, yes, it'll be better. It'll be better.
Wait till
the reason
November,
is
folks.
That time is a construct. None of this matters.
Oh,
none of it matters.
Hunter, do you still believe in time? let's start with the sad news today. The unthinkable happened.
The immortal one.
Tanner pronounced the word correctly. No. Betty White, the legend, passed away at age 99. Weeks away from her 100th birthday. It's almost like she did that on purpose. As
I like her, there is enough leap years in those 99
years just about
to make her 100 years old. So Betty White is a century.
Betty White turned 172 years old. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like for someone with incredible and impeccable comedic timing, like she always had, this is perfect.
She did this on purpose, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, you'll meet me in 2022. I'm done. I'm out.
She's like that.
See ya.
She's like, she knows about 2022. Good luck, y'all.
She set up that elaborate 2022 birthday party thing, and they got all that shit ready, spent all that money on it. She just woke up, and she was like, nah, I'm good.
I can see right now, like, at the wakes, Betty's just going to be there like this.
Just the fingers outstretched.
Just two middle fingers just wrapped across.
it felt just like 2021's final, like, middle fingers to the rest of us. Like, this is on the last day of the year. It just flips us off. It says sit and spin. And it's not the first time. Like, I know the one I think of most, it wasn't the last day of the year, but it was super close, was a couple years ago when Carrie Fisher died. It was like right at the end of the year, right at the fucking end of the year. And we were like, come on, man. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Every time you're like, this year can't be worse than the last. Oh yeah. Wait till life is like, hold my beer and fuck all of you.
And we also lost John Madden in the last week.
Yeah, fucking. Oh, yeah. I was actually going to talk about some of the people that passed away this year, because Hunter mentioned last night we were playing, he mentioned the new Night Court reboot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about who was still alive from that show, Continuation. And turns out only one person from that, two, John Larroquette and Marshall Warfield. We found out that Marquis Post had also died this year. That is how long this year is. I'm looking at people that died this year that felt like they died 10 years ago.
The best way to deal with the timing, but dig this. Sarah showed me this morning, and it blew my mind. The Bernie Sanders meme of him in the coat, like, sitting in the chair, that was this year.
Oh, wow.
That was this fucking year.
Yeah.
January.
Yep. Yeah,
that's actually, like, I... So
there's no way.
Kaz got the Bernie dog.
This year has been, like, a weird time warp.
Yeah.
No, like that's since COVID has started. Like I've talked about it, it's like this has simultaneously been like the fastest year and the longest year. And it was the same thing with 2020, where like the days felt like months, but like weeks felt like hours. Like it's ridiculous.
Welcome to the the new age. To the
time is all sorts of messed up. Because I was sitting there like compiling this list, and I'm like, wait, that came out this year?
Yep.
Is it because things became more stressful, or because we've all hit like our 30s/40s at this
point? And we're all just starting to lose our minds?
No.
Everybody's just like, fuck, I don't even wake up.
I think you're
40?
Not yet. 40 close.
I think it's
just because the world has changed. The world has changed so dramatically that like the world has changed more for us than I think it's changed for a lot of people in a long time. So we're all trying to play catch up or something. I don't know. I don't care anymore. Give me Omicron. I don't care at this point.
Right. I mean, so, everybody in this room right here, the ones that vividly remember, it's like, hey, here comes graduation's coming up. Let's do things, and then the entire economy just goes, nope. And it's been all roses ever since.
No kidding.
Yeah, because it looks great, but then there's all those thorns.
Y'all are going to go into high school with war, end high school with a recession, and then everything afterward.
But hey, we had the OJ case.
You know any better? I ended college with a recession. That timing was dope.
I was in grade school. No, I was in high school during the OJ case. That was my favorite memories. And we were talking about this today because Missouri has a new rule that I don't know this personally, but a guy I know told me, because he works in the marijuana industry, and he told me that they have to now, every marijuana package, the biggest word on the package has to be marijuana. So all
because people are stupid.
It's because Missouri is a fucking stupid piece of garbage. But anyway,
that is true. Education is high on that level.
So, because our governor still thinks that the war on drugs is necessary and weed is a gateway drug. So.
Well, the governor thinks that whatever a reporter says, hey, this website is easily hackable. It's like you're the criminal.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
He's an idiot.
I'm personally glad they're doing this because I feel like the children were confused by the packages before, but now they'll know for sure it's the marijuana that they need to get into. So good on Missouri for making it clear for the kids. So they've got to
have your daily marijuana.
So these people have to re-sticker all of these this marijuana. They have to re-sticker the entire vault, and it must suck for them. But anyway, so while this person was doing it, and I wasn't there, we were listening to Norm Macdonald jokes from the 90s, and we were listening to the O.J. Simpson riffs. And I just wanted to bring that up because do you remember that Norm Macdonald also died this year? Because that feels like 3 years ago at this point. I'm actually
be careful with that. It's my lucky stabbing hat.
Oh, my favorite one from that, and the one that broke Carter. Not that I was with him at the time, but he called me, and it was the joke of O.J. Simpson said he would have taken a bullet or stepped in front of a train for his wife Nicole. Man, that's the worst luck when the one guy in the world that would die for you kills you.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So here's just go ahead.
I was going to say completely unrelated before we start talking about death, or maybe I should have waited till after. I need you guys to go to the comments here, the text only, and see what my boss sent me for his New Year's dinner.
I see it.
Yum.
Wait, looks delicious.
Something that needs to be screenshotted and put up on anti-work in the subreddit.
Oh, I've been going to anti-work more lately, actually.
Oh, that bad boy is bleeding.
That is prime rib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Meanwhile, I've got a glass of whiskey and some fruit snacks for dinner. That's not true.
Dude, I don't remember if I showed you guys, but when we stayed at the Lynn Mansion, the restaurant there, I had prime rib there that night, and it was incredible. Hang on, I'll send it to them.
I desperately want to try prime rib because I never have.
Oh, Jesse. God, it was
You've good. Never tried prime rib?
I've never tried prime rib.
Shit, even I've tried prime rib. At least that's what the guy told me.
You gotta have prime rib.
Do what?
Ribeye is just cooked. Send it to the group chat.
That's not true.
Move from there.
London broil?
Oh, okay, no, hold on. I'm gonna stop you guys there. We are not gonna spend any time on this fucking show arguing about what prime rib is. I will not stand for it. Not on New Year's Eve. I will not stand for it. You could take that argument somewhere else.
Well, unfortunately for you, my favorite movie this year was called Prime Rib. And so...
don't make me laugh.
You made that part of the list.
I'm pretty sure I busted a rib, and it wasn't Prime.
Oh. All right. There's mine for the record. I think it's coming through there. You can't see the meat as well, because I had a lot of vegetables and stuff, too. But yeah, it was something else, my dude. It was ridiculous.
It looks tasty.
Yeah, that looks real good.
Anything looks good right now, because I'm very hungry.
yeah, Sarah's cooking, and I cannot wait.
Kaz, I want to throw... Oh, no, he's gone. He's coming back, though.
He's back.
Hey, he's back.
I need it on.
He's back.
Also, I do want to throw out there, Tanner was right. I thought it was a different part of the rib. It's the same cut of meat, just cooked differently.
I'm going to congratulate Tanner, and I'm moving past it, because we're not spending any time talking about it. Tanner was right. Okay. Kaz, guess who, you know who passed away this year? Very sad.
Everyone.
Rush Limbaugh.
Fuck you. Yeah. Good. He's the only one that I look up or down and go be like, enjoy.
Up or down. It's down. It's down. It's down. Let's be honest.
If he's up, I don't want to go. If he's down, hey-o.
Hey-o. really quick, I'm just going to name off some names who died this year, because again, I forgot some of these people died this year. I thought they'd been dead for years, and it makes me sad again because I like them. Colin Powell passed away this year. Dean Stockwell passed away this year. Tawny Kitaen and Tanya Roberts. Both Tanyas. Both of them. Marky Post, Cicely Tyson, Ed Asner died this year. Dustin Diamond. Larry King. Yeah. Fucking Larry King, man. I love Larry King. Hank Aaron, DMX, Cloris Leachman. God, it goes on. Charles Grodin, George Segal. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Was Chadwick this year?
That was last year. I think. Tanner, fuck, I don't know anymore. Tanner, you broke the news.
Know.
Was that this year or last year? One? Bozeman.
Chadwick. Last year.
Okay. Christopher.
Fuck, it's hard to connect the dots anymore.
Sondheim, Jessica Walter, Ned Beatty, Michael K. Williams, Hal Holbrook, Marvin Hagler, Dusty Hill, Bernie Madoff. Oh, well.
We can hope.
That was not so bad.
You going to leave off the other one that I cared about?
I'm still going, baby. Like, we're not done yet.
I know. There's a big list. I know.
We're
halfway through.
Larry Flint. Interesting. Donald Rumsfeld, interesting. Willard Scott. Fucking Willard Scott. I grew up watching Willard Scott. That broke my heart. Willie Garson. Yaphet Kotto. Oh, my God. I didn't even know Yaphet Kotto died this year. Jesus Christ. Lindsay, you want to say yours real quick? I'm sad now.
I know you're sad. Michael Nesbeth of the Monkees.
Yep. Horrible year for celebrity deaths this year. Because, like, it's not
like it's been that way every year for the last year.
I was going to say, we're getting to that age. That's an age thing. We're getting to the point where people we knew growing up.
Calm down. We should have 15 more years before that starts happening. But America, in the last 3 years, our mortality rate, our average age, has went down a year and another year.
That's mostly because of COVID. I mean, COVID was a big part of that.
That started pre-COVID, and COVID just kind of kicked that shit into gear. We have been on a downward spiral since 2015, I think.
The opioid epidemic
Fox News.
Going off this fucking train.
Isn't the life expectancy right now like 77 or 76, something like that?
It's got to be lower than that. It's got to be right below 70, like 68, 69.
How old?
This just seems off to me.
About
69 or so, I'm thinking.
You know what it is in Hong Kong? Hong Kong, it's 85.
What?
Gas, please. We're doing the sex joke. Come on. It's the sex mortality. Okay.
But I got serious.
Mortal he heard sex. It and he was not going to participate.
No, it was not.
I'm not here for that.
Well, what's the American one? Because I still feel like it's in its
70s. Sex death. Kung Fu, right. Legend
well,
continues.
Well, hang on a minute.
That's how he died. What was it called?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
I hate how you guys just came up with that immediately. No, not for it.
It's smart.
So, the reason I know that, there was one of the last movies that Robin Williams did was called Father of the Year, I think is what it was called.
And his kid did that, and he was trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Michaela said it's 78.
Yep. 78.79.
Which shocks me that it's still so high, and also there's no way in hell I'm making it to 78, so I don't give a shit. Drink up.
A crazy thing.
See, that is old, but I also come from a family where people average 90 to 100 before they die.
Fuck so. That.
I got aunts that was like 110 plus. Like one of them was like 110 something, some Lord of the Rings shit, and I was like, 110, that's too much.
Like, oh, my speaking of too much, that is so much wine.
Why would you put that much in
that's
the glass?
That's not how you do wine. That's not whining. That's wine-owing.
If you want to hear, if you want to hear whining, no,
you
don't damn
need
it,
to be on camera with a glass of wine and tell me to mind my business.
You have made it all our business.
That's so, not a glass of wine. That's half the bottle. We just relocated it.
To be fair,
my wife. Hang on, I gotta go change somebody's name to relocated wine.
Yes, I went over 50%.
That's more than Trump got.
But I ain't mad.
Well, we ain't mad at you. It's New Year's, baby. Drink up.
Ain't nobody mad at that. Lindsay, I just wanted to see you drink all of it.
Lindsay, bring me some more ale, please.
Oh.
Smash
throw a boot at another.
Him. Throw a boot at him. If you look at the graph of the life expectancy in the U.S., like the average since the 60s.
Why are we talking about this?
It goes up, it goes up,
with
and
it.
Then it goes boop down.
I'm not. There are literally hours left in the year. This is supposed
to
be a recap.
We are. We're recapping life.
Let's do the thing.
We're recapping.
Let's do the list.
Okay. Well, hold on. Hold on.
Do the thing, Herb.
Hold on.
Do the story, Herb.
Should we talk about the changes coming to the show first and then do that or
last.
Finish that?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't even know what those
right.
are.
Hey, you're going to find out with everybody. That's why Michaela's going
to
get sad. All right.
So,
Tanner, watch out. There's a ghost hand.
Dude. Something just stabbed you in the face.
It may have touched your penis before.
Touched his wang.
Oh, yeah, you said may have, knowing good and well that there is incontrovertible physical evidence that is true.
You don't know her hands touched it.
Of a person.
You don't know her hands touched it.
He's got that penile wand.
You didn't
nobody
say hands.
Because Jesse just brought back a great memory of Podzilla.
The wang.
Penis
the
wang.
No, it's the, yeah, when you say that instead of wand. In Harry, yeah.
Wang.
He got from the troll's back and couldn't think of anything else to do, so he shoved his wang up the troll's nose.
Fuck.
Is that how you all right. that, trolls?
No, all right, yeah. Let's do it. Let's jump into it. This is...
Depends on the game.
This is our year-end review. So we talked about everyone that died, or at least a lot of people. I was going to say let's talk about some of the stuff that happened this year, but let's not. But here's a quick recap. Joe Biden is president. They tried to stop it. January 6th happened. That was this year. January 6th was this year.
Yeah.
Honestly, that one still feels like it just happened like yesterday. I don't know why.
I burned through like 6 women this year. That's something.
Like candles?
Okay.
Like they had to take a drink after saying it. It's like 6 women.
See, what Shannon doesn't know is that he thinks he gathered us all here tonight, but actually we all have brought him here to talk about his issues. We would like to...
Ain't got enough time.
Don't turn your camera off. This is an intervention.
Candles on a menorah.
You know,
this is a safe space.
The funny thing is that, like, there was a joke once that was made, and we couldn't understand it, of why someone said I was like, what is that, Neil Patrick Harris character from Big Bang Theory or whatever that show was called. I don't remember.
How I
Met Your Mother. And everybody was like, how is he that? He's not that. And then I was kind of that this year. I'm leaning toward it. I'm leaning toward it. I pulled myself away, Tanner.
Always sunny.
I pulled myself. Is he the main character?
He's vile man.
He's one of them.
No.
No, he is, well.
Wait, is Ted the one that ends up with Allison Hannigan?
No. That's,
what is his name?
Jason.
I know his name is Marshall. Yeah. Jason Siegel.
Eagle.
Yeah. Well, yeah, which one's Siegel. Ted?
Ted is the one that narrates.
Yeah,
he's
the one who met the mother.
Yeah.
So he's the.
He kind of looks
and
like
apparently
the
he grows up to be Bob Saget,
and neither one of them ended up being all that popular in the end.
Hey, let's raise our glasses to Michaela. She graduated this year. Congratulations, Michaela.
Hey, congrats.
Congrats, Michaela.
In a couple of years, you'll be able to have some of these things.
You won't live that long. All right. Because of the because of the world climate, probably. Like, not her specifically.
I think the world climate usually refers to, like, political issues, not... Is that what you mean?
Yes.
I mean, in fairness, that still
actual
works.
Weather. Well, that's what I want a confirmation on. Was
oh, fuck my
Go
ribs.
Go on with the list.
All right, so...
What are the changes? I don't know. That's a surprise.
I don't think anything else happened this year other than January 6th. No. I think that was it. Yeah.
A bunch of shithead motherfuckers tried to attack our capital for the first time ever, and then nothing. A lot of this happened.
A whole... We're going to jail.
I don't know about trying. They succeeded.
Just make them angry.
Including Jay Johnston, one of my favorite comedians from Mr. Show with Bob and David, who apparently was there. Motherfucker. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck me. Also, this year...
bring back painting.
What else happened? That's it. Okay. So we're gonna move on to the list now. We're gonna talk about some of our favorite things that came out this year: movies, TV shows, music, video games. I think that's it. I think that's all I said. Oh, I'll tell you one other thing that did happen this year. Shannon Young and Osby Tomlin wrestled an incredible match, which is up for Match of the Year in the CCW End of the Year Awards. I'm so proud of that. Let's give those guys a hand real quick. Good job, guys. Dalton actually messaged me last night at like 1 a.m. and said, "You're probably going to win Match of the Year." He's like, "I want you to know I'm not upset about it." I'm like, "I didn't think you would be, but I appreciate you saying it." Okay. Anyway.
He's probably just
Now, Dalton has worked his ass off. Dalton has worked his ass off. I got lucky. I had a great match with a great friend, and it just all came together. It worked great. But you can vote for that soon. I'm starting to feel tipsy. Okay. So, last night I'm drinking, so I got to enjoy it. We're going to start with movie of the year, and I think this is going to be really easy for a couple of us, but let's go through the bullshit anyway. So, starting off, since it is New Year's tradition, and I usually pick them anyway, let's start with Jesse Kimmel. See? You thought...
I was waiting for a swerve.
You wait for the swerve. No swerve. I'm just going straight for Jesse. No swerve. Yeah.
All right, so this is movie of the year.
Movie of the year.
I'll go ahead and say it, Spider-Man No Way Home.
It's a good choice. That's a good choice.
It might be recency bias. Importantly, I haven't seen.
It was so good.
It was so incredible.
Yeah.
I haven't seen King's Man yet, and I really want to. Because that could certainly be a contender.
It's not going to beat Spider-Man, though. Let's be honest.
That's fair. And then I also haven't seen Ghostbusters, and I really want to see that. So, but yeah, Spider-Man No Way Home was absolutely. Yeah, mind-bogglingly incredible.
I 100% agree.
It was so good.
I'll say this now. I truly believe. I think that is my favorite superhero movie of all time now, is No Way Home.
Wow.
It hit every single box. Every box.
Not an ounce of fat on that movie. For it to be over 2.5 hours long and to have nothing wasted...
Because it still felt like it could have gone longer. Like they could have done more.
Yeah,
the pacing is unreal.
When it was over, and I don't want to get into spoilers in case the people haven't seen it yet. We don't want to spoil the surprises. But when it was over, I told Lindsay, like, I want to know more. I want to know more of what's happening in this world now. So, that movie was absolutely fucking incredible. I could not believe how good it was. Amazing.
Better than I could have ever hoped for. And it gave me just everything that I wanted a Spider-Man movie to give me, including like the tiny little throwaway scene in the post credits that made me extremely happy that I'm not going to talk about. Perfect.
I need you to know the aliens don't like stones. That's not what they like. They like eating brains. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
You know what was better than Spider-Man was Mortal Kombat.
Oh, shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! All right.
I'm gonna reach through this computer somehow.
Oh, Young, the ultimate hero.
Michaela said Cruella was good. I thought Cruella came out about 4 years ago, man. I thought that movie was fucking old. That was a good fucking movie. I liked it too.
I enjoyed Cruella.
I did too.
Is that the one with the Dottie Dogs?
Yeah, Dottie Dogs.
But it's like the prequel to that.
All right, hang on.
God damn it, Cass. Stop giving us gold, man.
Daddy dogs.
Gold. Want a name? Call me.
Let's swing it over to Tanner Calvert. Tanner, what was your movie of the year?
Okay, so obviously it's going to be Spider-Man as number one. just because. And it's, that's not, like, recent bias. That is, that movie is fucking perfect, and I don't care.
It's so good.
It was so good.
Skip all the plot holes. Fuck them. It was real good.
Plot holes. I don't remember any plot holes.
There's a couple plot holes. We'll talk after the show.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Second place, I've got a tie because Ghostbusters Afterlife was...
You don't need a tie, man. We're just doing the one.
Well, no, because I got four movies I need to talk about.
Well, hold on. We'll come back to you.
No, you don't.
That's it.
Name.
Okay, go ahead and just name them real quick. Go ahead and name them. That's fine.
I'm going to be in and out because I got other things.
He's like the second person, man.
Well, go. Go.
Jesse.
It's taking longer to tell him not to name him. Like, go ahead and name him, Tanner.
Yeah, Tanner, go ahead. Tanner, go ahead. We'll go back to Jesse. Don't sip your wine. Tell us the movies. Oh, my God. What, are you smelling it now? Are you,
There's too much to smell.
You didn't even drink it, did you? Anyway, what's
right,
your...
So, my other two movies.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi and Paper Tigers.
What is Paper Tigers? I don't remember that one.
It came out on Netflix. It's a kung fu movie. These three kids are kung fu prodigies, and they just kind of fall out of it. And... the movie takes place like 30 years after they gave up karate, and there's a bunch of shit going down. Their sensei is killed, and it's just a delightful film. It's really, really good. I think it was a Netflix exclusive.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I highly recommend checking it out.
All right, so, Tanner, what's your other fucking two?
Tied for second, I've got Ghostbusters Afterlife, and I've got to go with And I've got to go with the tie for me was Tick, Tick, Boom on Netflix. It's a Lin-Manuel Miranda story. Now, it's not a story. It's based off of
Steve,
a real story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then third place is also Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's animated, The New Encanto.
Okay. And just,
I heard those pretty good.
You don't need anything for me to talk about, Tanner. Thank you.
Round out the list with In the Heights and just make it just...
Yeah,
fucking start.
That's like 30% of the movies that came out
fucking
this year.
Fan club. So.
30% of the movies that came out, we're talking about.
Came out was In the Heights this year.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Came out this summer.
Yeah, that's the year we're talking about. All right, Kazman, I'm go.
It don't matter.
It don't
matter. Matter.
What the fuck?
How to tell you didn't do the homework without saying you didn't do the homework?
I didn't even get the assignment.
What was your
Gaz misunderstood the assignment?
I did go see In the Heights in the movies.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So is that your favorite movie or what's up?
No. That's already been said.
Was it Spider-Man? Yeah. That's a big contender on a lot of people's list.
Really good.
I think
the only one better was Mortal Kombat. So
mother
son of
fucker.
A bitch. James Wan is a hack.
You might as well say Malignant is your fucking favorite movie of the year.
Oh, that's Malignant. The best movie of all time.
Okay, let's go over to Hunter. Hunter, what do you got?
Along with Pig.
I mean, it's Spider-Man, Ghostbusters, Shang-Chi. That's it. The only thing I would mention that has not been mentioned is the Suicide Squad was a lot better than I think people gave it credit for.
I haven't seen that either.
It was really good. Yeah,
they finally had to go back to HBO Max. Me and Shelby are going to watch it because they had taken, when we finally had time to watch it, they took it off. And we're like, shit, now we got
to
wait.
It was really, of all the things that went straight to HBO Max, that was probably the best one of them. So,
just to take a little bit of my own time back here, it's like, I know it's not going to be the best movie of the year because it's nowhere near it, but it was entertaining. Matrix was entertaining, more so than the middle sequels.
I want to watch that. I want to watch that. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yep.
We should have a movie night on your big ass TV.
Like the original Matrix. This one here is kind of like in many ways like a you know, tying up loose ends kind of deal. Like it's not the greatest movie ever. It's sure as shit never gonna beat the first one because that was just epic. But it was entertaining. I liked it.
I want to watch it. That's on my list. That's really on my list.
Same.
Very
much same.
So we'll go to me real quick. And Hunter said it, but I'm gonna talk about it a little bit more. The movie of the year for me is obviously Ghostbusters Afterlife. I mean, I waited how long for this movie? You know, 30 years for this movie to come out. And it just like Spider-Man, it lived up to every expectation, but in a different way. Spider-Man, it hit so many right notes. The Tom Holland Spider-Man parts were amazing, but it was the extras that were added to it that really put it over the top for me. Ghostbusters was a little bit different. I didn't say what they were, Tanner. Ghostbusters is a little bit different for me. Even though the extras were there at the end, it was the story of Phoebe and her family that really drew me in, and Egon.
Spider-Man was more about tying up loose ends and wrapping up stories, and Ghostbusters was more about beginning new ones.
Starting new ones, yeah.
To me, that's the big, yeah, that's the big takeaway. 100%
agree. Where, like, I like the Tom Holland Spider-Man, but it was the extra stuff that really put it over the top for me. But with Ghostbusters, I went in waiting for the original Ghostbusters to show up, and that was what I was waiting for. But it turns out that the actual movie was just really good. The story of Phoebe and her family and Egon Spengler and all that was absolutely incredible. Like, I cried at the end of Ghostbusters. I didn't cry during Spider-Man. I was just jazzed for it. But I cried at the end of Ghostbusters for, you know, I'm not going to spoil it. But I love that movie so much. And I'm going to buy it on digital when it comes out, because it comes out first. And then I'm going to buy the physical copy. I'm going to do both because I need to see them again now.
Has a superhero movie, Marvel, DC input, ad title here, ever won Best Picture? And is it possible that that'll ever happen?
So
no.
No.
The Academy will never let it happen.
No,
I think the original Superman got up there somewhere, but yeah, the Academy will never let that happen.
So apparently Disney and Sony are really pushing for Spider-Man to get an Academy.
They are. They are. I think Spider-Man has a really good chance of winning special effects, if nothing else.
Give him a little scratch on the head.
My other movies, just really quick, Spider-Man is number two for me.
He didn't like it.
He'll fuck you up. I really debated. I almost put Spider-Man at number one just because I really love that movie. But, I mean, Ghostbusters, come on. Ghostbusters.
So, apparently, there have been a few Oscar-winning superhero movies.
Yeah, but not for Best Picture,
No.
Yeah.
I think he's talking Best Picture.
There's a shit ton of Oscars for, like, best motion effects, this and best that, like, soundtracks and shit. Like, best actual movie for Oscars has not happened in
well. Black Panther was the first one nominated, and it didn't win.
Yep.
It's the same thing for horror.
That one didn't win, it won't happen.
It's the same thing for horror.
Black Panther couldn't win it. Yep, exactly.
Horror movies.
Oh, The Shining. Surely The Shining. Maybe not Best Picture, but won a bunch of stuff.
The only horror movie that has ever won Best Picture, true story.
Maybe Exorcist?
Silence of the Lambs. And the only reason it won.
And that's because it's a psychological horror.
Yes, they played it off as a thriller.
Not so much a horror. Yeah.
Right.
Not a horror movie.
And really quick, my third movie, and you guys are going to hate me for this because it's technically not a new movie, but it did come out this year. And it's only because I haven't seen Candyman yet, because I know Candyman is going to be my number three. I know it. I just need to watch it. You're going to hate me. The Justice League, the Snyder Cut. I loved that fucking movie. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was great. It's personal opinion. Yeah,
so personal opinion. Because it's a time investment that I haven't made.
It is so
It's like The Irishman. Like, someday when I have to spend time in the hospital, I will watch all 4 hours of those cuts.
Yeah.
But
I've watched it 4 times.
Loved it.
It is an emergency waiting room movie.
Well, you got a time travel device over there?
He hits up the hyperbolic time chamber.
I work at a place where I sit in an office for 8 hours a day doing nothing.
I watched it the...
No.
I got crazy jobs, man.
I watched it the first time in color, and then I watched it the second time, the gray is Justice's gray cut. Yeah, and then that's all I've watched it. I watched it twice, but I really loved it. I loved just the Justice League movie.
So you watched 26 hours of Zack Snyder.
It's like watching Gone with the Wind with my mom. I get to hour 6, and I'm like, Christ, Mom. Anyway.
With Gone with the Wind, by hour 3, I'm like, man, this is racist.
This is racist as shit.
I hope it gets better, and then by the end of hour 8, you're like, damn.
It ain't going to get better. Lindsay, what do you got, Lindsay?
I'm also in the Spider-Man camp. That was the movie I was looking forward to the most this year, as well as Ghostbusters. But I did want to put a shout out there for Encanto, because I finally got to watch it the other day, and it was really, really good.
Lindsay, talk about it. I left it open for you.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I don't even really know what it's about, Lindsay. Tell me what it's about.
Surely you saw the trailer before Ghostbusters.
But I wasn't paying attention.
It's about a family that has magical abilities, and they are losing the abilities. And the one member of the family that doesn't have a magic power is trying to get them their powers back.
And she's played by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No, he wrote the music for it.
Stephanie Beatriz.
Yes.
Hey! Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a puppy.
It's kind of cool. They don't have an actual villain in the film, yeah. So that was kind of a different twist for a Disney movie.
It's their 60th animated movie.
Yes, it's their 60th film, and it is the family is Colombian.
Wake me up when we get to number 69.
Travis.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, see, back there, mom's making chicken is all he knows right and now.
He's very calm.
That's why he refuses to look at the camera. He is just staring a hole through the doorway behind him.
He's got the ears all perked up. All
right. let's go for round two, album of the year. Now, this one did not need to be this year because some people didn't listen to new albums. But what is the album you listened to most? And you enjoyed the most in 2021.
Truly, we just have the one for this, right? Movies, I guess.
Yeah, we'll just do one. Like. We'll just do one. So, yeah. Jesse, let's start with you.
I can't say that this is the album I listen to most because, like, it's really, really heavy. Especially for like pretty much everybody in here. Pressure Machine, the new album from The Killers, it's truly fantastic.
What about that is too heavy?
Have you listened to it?
No, but I also listen to like Cannibal Corpse and
Mirror. I don't mean like heavy as in heavy metal. Like the content is heavy.
It's
like,
heavy,
especially if you're from a small town. Make sure you listen to the unabridged one. Like it's really really good. Yeah, everybody in here I think is like could relate to how this small town stuff went.
Yeah,
because like I know you know they talk about stories of like people you know being trapped in these small towns and not getting away and falling into. You know, like some of the like drug habits and stuff like that. And like, you know, not surviving small town life. And I think about it, it was like, I know people from, you know, where me and Hunter grew up that, yeah, it didn't. It small town life can really, really damage you. And I mean, it's really, really heavy album. It's really, really good.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I highly recommend checking out the unabridged version. It's a fantastic album. It's extremely well put together. It's very different from anything else Killers have ever done.
I just want to point out really quick that Kaz said Mouse City, right? And I agree because so me, Kaz, and Tanner are all from the same area. I'm from Mound City. Kaz is from, I think it was technically Mound City, right? Or was it Mounds? Mound City?
As far as my Illinois introduction, when I was
it's
like,
a Mound City zip code.
Right. City. And then Tanner, you're from where?
Caro.
Hunter and Jesse are both from New Madrid. So, and then there's fucking Lindsay who fucking immigrated from Pennsylvania over here. Look at this chick.
Immigrated.
You sound like you immigrated from the Bronx. Oh, Lindsay over here. Coming down here. Copernicus, hey. Why don't you navigate to the back of the line with your feet and stand there with your shirt?
Get them fucking titles.
Most of us upgraded our populations.
Most of us,
yeah. All of us,
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Let's go to Tanner.
We
Tanner.
Got a Walmart here now. That's pretty good. I got that going for me.
Yeah, they finally opened up a dollar store.
Where Walmart is?
I guess they always have a dollar store. They just have a better one now.
Oh, Tanner album. Tanner, please.
I talked about it ad nauseum with the our rewind from. Spotify. The Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Yeah, you damn right. All right. Yeah. He really, really did. So we're going to go to Hunter. Wait, no, Cass. We're going to go Cass.
I'm going to go.
Cass, okay. Yeah, Cass.
I'm still stuck in the 90s, man. You can.
All right, let's go to Hunter.
I'm not going to do a traditional album either. I could have. Royal Blood's Typhoons is really good. Mostly, I started listening to that after we started playing Forza a lot. That song, Trouble's Coming, was on that a lot, on that soundtrack. But the album of the year, the only album of the year, is Bo Burnham's Inside. That's the album of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that dropped really back earlier on this year, 1 year after quarantine had started, and he put together simultaneously the funniest and the most, as Jesse said, heavy, heartbreaking just thing to listen to. And the best thing about it is it's even great without the visuals. Like, the visuals are awesome. That was the first way we witnessed it. It was on Netflix. But the even just the audio, we have more
watching
than one thing going somewhere.
Madness.
Oh, my God. Listening to it, once you've seen it, I mean, you can still hear it. You know exactly what it looks like every moment of it. It really was.
On the note of that album, we were just at a tavern is about the best way to call it, but they're having a big New Year's party and steak dinner and all that. And
woo!
we were sitting right beside the jukebox, and you could run it off your phone. And I immediately seen it, All Eyes on Me, and I played it, and people were looking around like, "Who in the world?" Because this is there are ducks in the front yard because the lake's right there, and I'm playing Bo Burnham. Quack quack, bitches.
I'll break them.
So my album of the year is also, I talked about it ad nauseum on the 2021 Spotify show. It's Chevelle Neurotius, or whatever that stands for. I forget. What is it, Jesse? Nothing. I got it. Nothing is real, and this is a simulation. My absolute favorite album of the year. I listen to it over and over again. But, like everybody else, just because I like so many different albums this year, I want to mention a couple other ones. Thrice, Horizons East was absolutely amazing. Evanescence, I don't remember what the name of their new album is. Let me look it up real quick, because it's going to drive me crazy if I don't. Oh, God, please. I don't know what the name of it is. There's a good song on it called The Game Is Over. It's really, really good. And then this album didn't come out this year. It came out last year, but I also listened to the shit out of it. And it's the newest Bring Me the Horizon album. It was co-produced by Mick Gordon, who did the Doom soundtrack. And it has some really good fucking songs on it. Parasite Eve is amazing. There's One by One featuring the Nova Twins, which turned me on to the Nova Twins. There's one featuring Amy Lee from Evanescence. There's one featuring called Kingslayer that has... Lindsay, what's the name of that Japanese group I like?
Baby Metal.
Baby Metal. That has Baby Metal on it. It's such a good fucking album. And like, I thought Bring Me the Horizon was done. And then I heard this album and I was like, holy shit. But also, Poppy had a new album this year, but it was okay. It wasn't as good as her last album. But definitely Chevelle's new album was my favorite. Look, I wanted to talk about some extra shit. I never get to talk about it. All right, Lindsay, go ahead. Sorry.
Again, I'm not really someone that listens to new music or full albums, but I listened to the Beetlejuice Broadway soundtrack a whole hell of a lot this past year.
That's what counts. That's what matters.
But within the last week, I have really been listening to the Encanto soundtrack, and I just have to give a shout out for Surface Pressure, because it is a freaking good song.
That song is so good.
I like that one a lot. Surface Pressure. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
No.
Surface Pressure.
Surface Pressure. Yeah, exactly. Jesse's heard it too. All right. All right. Let's go to favorite TV.
I believe they got Freddie Mercury back for that. That
and was... David Bowie.
They both came back from the grave.
David
Bowie.
They
put out a. You know how when Bowie passed, he said he in his estate that they were going to continue to put music out of his. They put a new mix of one of his songs out at the beginning of December.
Oh,
nice. Let's go to favorite TV show, Jesse, please.
Okay. There were a lot of really good options for this one. For me, it's probably a two-way tie on my favorite shows of 2021, though Book of Boba Fett came out of the gate swinging. That was fantastic. I like that a lot. But
one episode, though.
I know, exactly. That's why, like I'm just saying, right? It came out of the gate swinging. But the tie is going to be between Arcane and Invincible. Arcane is the League of Legends show that they put out on Netflix. And you do not have to have played a single second of League of Legends to enjoy this show.
So I keep telling Lindsay. I keep telling Lindsay that. I said she should watch it because I've heard it's amazing.
Are we talking about new shows just released that just started this year? Or
yes.
Like season 2, 3, 5?
Oh, yeah, that. It could be that. It could be that. Anything that came out this year. Anything that came out this year.
Okay, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's final season was a banger. But, yeah, I just put with new shows for 2021 for mine.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
But, yeah, so Arcane was fantastic, and then Invincible. It was an exclusive to Amazon Prime, and it's based on the Robert Kirkland comic book Invincible. It was so good that I ended up like actively seeking out the comic book because I needed to know what else happened. That show is just incredible. It's extremely gory, but a phenomenal story. And the comic book is absolutely incredible. I read every issue, and yeah, it was amazing. So good.
All right. Let's go to Tanner. Tanner?
Well, I was going to say Brooklyn Nine-Nine originally because, like Jesse said, amazing. But I had a feeling that somebody else was going to pick it, and... So I decided to go with the newest season of Doctor Who, Flux.
Okay.
Mainly because we're on Jodie Whittaker's third season, which is her last.
She's awesome. She's awesome.
She is very awesome. Her first two seasons were kind of lackluster. But this 6-episode season they came out with was just ended like 2 weeks ago. was
if a person
fucking
first
amazing.
If two of three attempts are lackluster, does that make them awesome if the last one is good?
No.
Yes, see Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, and then...
Excuse me, are you saying Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 wasn't great?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing Spider-Man 1 was great. Amazing Spider-Man 2 was not good.
I still enjoyed it.
Yep.
I enjoy it more than Spider-Man 3.
We've done the show years ago. Enjoyed it and amazing.
Right.
I think we have different definitions of what awesome means.
Right.
Anyway, season 3 of Jodie Whittaker's run as Doctor was amazing. We had a lot of different villains that came back for like full runs of the season and some different things. Now we've got like 3 specials coming up before she regenerates, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'll accept that answer. Kaz, did you have a favorite TV show this year?
A lot of really good TV. I've done a lot of like catching up and binging, but one of them that came out this year that was probably not the best, but I very much enjoyed it, was Midnight Mass.
Midnight Mass was fantastic
to watch. That was a clean
beginning
season.
To end.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll agree with that one.
And needs no continuation. It just wraps it all up.
It's kind of like in some ways, Lovecraft Country. Like it just needs one season. Like it doesn't need to continue. It doesn't need a movie. It's that perfect middle ground. And that's all.
Yeah, I'm all on board with shows that can tell their full story in one season.
Hell yeah. Yep. It's like a movie, but just like turned up to 11 and it doesn't get long in the tooth. I'm good with that. Like I don't need fucking 11 seasons of Law and Order and this shit.
Well, easy.
Hey.
Yeah, I like Law and Order.
I like Law and Order.
I just found out. I don't personally care about this, even though I don't hate the show.
Watchmen.
But
that's another good example of that.
My friend Whitney, she sent me a link. Apparently, there's a new season of Bleach coming out. And I was like, who gives a shit? Bleach. I don't hate Bleach, but who cares? Bleach hasn't been on since 2009. And I was like, okay, wow, that's a stretch there.
Is it a new season, or are they just
it's a new season. It's a new season.
Reboot.
Okay.
Same actors, same everything?
Same characters, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
same
falls
actors,
into the
same
category.
Everything?
Well, it's anime, so the voice acting could change.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
My bad. Sorry, that's outside of my purview.
So help me, if timing on this makes my guest leave from AnimeCon again, I'm going to be very upset.
Tanner, please.
That's on the same vein as what Dragon Ball Z did. Dragon Ball Z ended in 98, and they came back 2 years ago, 3 years ago with Super.
Yeah.
And they had GT in between.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Animated shows are just...
No, they did not.
...in that regard.
Yeah, anime's weird like that.
Unless you got, like, wrong voice Muppets, like, it really ain't gonna work out.
Well...
I agree. We could all learn something.
Waka, waka, waka. Let's go over to Hunter.
Who wants to hear a funny-ass joke?
Really quick, I want to mention, Michaela also agreed, I think, with Evanescence. She also, her favorite show was What If? Which I still have not watched myself.
I like that she didn't say it was her favorite. She just said, What If was good?
Yeah.
Maybe she's talking about a show called What If, and she's just asking a question.
Yeah, maybe the show is called Was, so it's What If, or it's What If Was Good.
What If was good.
Also, Shannon, if you're going to keep watching Marvel films, you're going to need to go watch What If now.
Yeah, I know. I've heard. Brian Tanner, last new music, the least to me, was Reba McEntire, I'm assuming, re-released her hits. Does He Love You with Dolly Parton was awesome. Yeah, of course it is.
Dolly Parton.
It's Reba McEntire
awesome.
And Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Dolly Parton is a proper use of the term awesome.
And also, Midnight Mass was great. He agreed. Hunter, what do you got?
So, full disclosure, Midnight Mass was going to be my choice.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Because what I thought you were going to say is what I'm going to say now, because I am going to pick a season from a TV show, is season 3 of Succession. Succession is the best show you are not watching, and you should change that. It's on HBO Max.
Oh, so good. Watching the Rupert Murdochs just go down.
Oh, my God. The basic premise is Brian Cox is the head of basically the Disney family. He's getting old, and his 3 kids are vying to take over the empire over those 3 seasons.
And they're all incompetent.
Oh, and they're all ridiculous. And season, but it's like, okay, it's the Righteous Gemstones, but it's serious.
Yep.
It's but, that.
And I really need idea. More Righteous Gemstones.
Right, it comes out in January. Program. 2 weeks, Jesse. Oh. Season 2 is coming up in 2 weeks. Yeah, it's the same same concept, basically, overall.
Succession is another good example of how the Culkin family is the best bloodline.
Oh, yeah.
It's I mean, Kieran,
right? You think Brian Cox is the best, but it's Kieran. Yeah, yeah. Kieran is Kieran. The one who steals Kieran the show. As Roman,
he's Roy. So good. He's so good.
Show with most everything he's in.
For the record, I would have definitely mentioned some of the Disney Plus Marvel series, but I assume that's going to be Lindsay's territory, so I'm just going to step away from those. If I said any of that, she would be upset. Yeah. So.
If you like Kieran Culkin, go back and watch Lime Life.
Watch his SNL episode.
Like Kieran Culkin, go back and watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one. But I'm talking about a drama, a serious heart. Gonna hit you.
Parker muted me.
Life. Go watch that. That's crazy.
I realized I was like, that my thing's not lighting up.
His SNL episode was one of my absolute favorites. And it has probably
Tommy Bird's pro horse.
God damn, it has one of my favorite skits of all time. The fucking the Spectrum skit. Oh my god.
Spectrum.
I'm the provider.
I can do anything.
Yo, where's your house?
Yeah, it was your house, man.
I'll never get over Huffy. My
favorite show this year, Lindsay, I'm sorry if I took this from you, but like I don't watch a lot of TV at all. Like I don't watch TV. So it's hard for me to like sit down and watch a series. But a series I did watch this year that I really liked, and it's sad that I liked it because it's never coming back. Cowboy Bebop. I don't give a shit. I loved Cowboy Bebop. I thought it was so good to see those characters in live action and to see all of the like the sets and the robots and the fucking spaceships and all that shit in live action was amazing. I loved it.
It was really good.
I'm a little like they changed some of the characters around and they changed their personalities, like Vicious, but that's fine. I don't need the same story told again. You can tell me a new story, like a new version of the same story. That way, I'm not just watching the same thing I've seen before.
It had its flaws, but I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of hate on it, but I'd be honest with you, I'm really hoping that it opens up the door to like real time action remakes of things. And you know what I would love to see? And there's probably bring on the downvotes, but a Full Metal Alchemist real time.
Well, they did a movie.
They did a movie, and it was awful.
Not a movie. I want to see a television show reenacted, like do a full season, and all the way up until the point. To the saddest fucking episode of television in human history is the fucking dog moment.
Oh,
I look. Well,
that's bad. Good.
You guys, remember that one song? You guys remember that song a couple years ago that was like, "I have a daughter, I have a dog," and then he.
Yeah, Hunter, it's worse than you could ever think of. Like, it's
so good, then.
It's bad.
The only anime dog I know is Ayn, and he gets high on shrooms and hops around. That's all I care about, man.
That was great.
That's all I need to know.
This
is like the worst human being in the world.
Between Cowboy Bebop and Death Note, though, between Cowboy Bebop and Death Note, I think that Netflix is probably done with these live action.
Which really makes me sad because I thought Death Note was good.
Death Note was good. But anime nerds want shot-for-shot remakes.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up, weebs. You fucking weebs. Shut the fuck up.
On that comment that he made.
Both of them are right. That's true.
My cousin Michael, who is 100% weeb, he watched the entire Cowboy Bebop and immediately came back told me, he goes, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. They shouldn't have done that.
Which is ridiculous. It was so good.
Yeah, everybody wants, like, all these anime nerds want these shot-for-shot remakes. But I fully agree with Shannon. Like, he made an excellent point. I don't want shot-for-shot.
No.
Like, this is a new medium. You could tell me the same story updated in a new medium, and it'd still be good.
I don't go to a live concert to hear somebody sound exactly like their album.
Right.
There for the musician
who's
going to do different things.
And like, Cowboy Bebop, they took the DNA of the anime and they changed it a little bit to create a new story. It had some of the same characters in the same episodes, but they redid it. They did it differently. And it was the spectacle. It was like
the same nuances.
Yeah, it was like Aladdin, the live action Aladdin. I know a lot of people don't like it, or at least they don't like it as much as the animated. I loved it because you took the DNA of the Aladdin cartoon and you put it in live action. And now I can see these costumes of these people in real life. It was just cool. It's an experience. I loved it. So
shot for shot is bullshit. That's why Lion King was like.
Yeah. Live action Lion King with your fucking CG cats.
It wasn't even
fuckers.
Live action. Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so mad. I'm so tipsy. All right, let's go to Lindsay. Yeah.
All right. So my one for this year, I complained about a couple episodes, but overall, I'm going with The Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Like, I looked forward to watching every episode of that. Okay. Like, and I watched it the day it came out. As far as that goes.
Star Wars. Yeah.
All right, yeah, Disney Plus
for
really
99.
Did a shitload of phenomenal shows come out this year.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I was gonna say, since nobody mentioned it, somebody's gotta say
WandaVision.
Something about WandaVision. Yeah.
WandaVision. I liked Hawkeye.
Hawkeye was great.
It wasn't gonna be great. It was so good.
Who didn't like Hawkeye? Because I'm gonna ready to fight him right now.
No, but everyone, like, when it was getting ready to come out, they're like, "Ah, yeah, okay, I'll watch Hawkeye."
Because
nobody
gives
a
shit about
hyped.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye is boring as family.
Yes.
I think the one that like people gave too much crap on, and I honestly enjoyed it a lot, was Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I liked it.
I don't understand why people
too.
Didn't like that. Yeah. I mean, I get that the villains were kind of underwhelming, but the show was still good. I didn't come for the villains, man.
I came for Captain America.
I like those guys.
Yeah,
I came to watch.
Earthfall at the end was.
I wanted to watch the story of Sam Wilson accepting the mantle of Captain America.
Right. And also,
that's
Bucky.
What I wanted to watch. That's what I got. It was great.
Although my favorite character from that, it continues to be U.S. Agent. I really liked that character. I thought he was good. I thought he was really good.
You're gonna see more about that too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then What If was the only one that I was like, well, this was okay. Like it's finished strong, but I thought it was great
in a bubble. But I think it's that underlying understanding of it barely affects anything outside of its own little.
Right.
And I know stuff coming up.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But even then, I don't see that being a huge.
All right.
They can't fuck with the dynamic of going forward, because everything with Marvel comes in generational. There's Marvel. There's
the phases.
The MCU 1,
yep.
MCU 2, and we're moving into.
Well, they're starting
3.
To do that with Star Wars also.
Sorry, I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I'm not like big on that area. But like the MCU side of things, What If could have really fucked up the whole Phase 3 scenario if they went too hard. But I do want to see them do zombies. I would be curious about that.
Well, they got their own show coming out, so.
So yep. two things on the TV shows real quick. Just an honorable mention, Letterkenny Season 10 came out.
It's actively going.
Oh, it's out.
I thought that they only did like 4 episodes of it.
Nope. They posted everything.
Show, whatever it is.
Yes. That's where we get the...
What's the other thing?
Appreciate that.
You said two things, and then you said Letterkenny.
Oh, the other show I was going to mention was Law & Order SVU.
Yes.
That's the only one I'm going to actually talk about. The newest season. Stabler's back.
Well, but he's not on SVU.
He bounces in and out.
There's crossover episodes.
He bounces in quite a bit.
Fucking good.
Yes.
Law & Order has not went that way before.
I was not a fan.
The closest thing to the Maloney Law & Order was the D'Onofrio Criminal Intent.
I have not watched Law & Order SVU to that extreme since Stabler left. When Stabler left, I was done with the series.
Me and James stopped watching it too.
Yeah.
So anybody at home who's been watching it but hasn't watched this season, Carisi, which ended up being one of the high-end detectives on SVU, he has now been bumped up to the ADA, and everything is just fucking...
Of course he did.
I was...
characters and criminals became cops, and then
that's true. That's absolutely fucking true.
All of the criminals in Oswald Penitentiary are now cops, ADAs, and judges.
Yes, that is the funniest shit. Whenever I would see male rapists on Oz become detectives on SVU, it was so fucking strange.
Hey, they straightened up and flew right, man.
Yeah.
That's about rehab. That's the whole point.
Don't forget, Ice-T was a legitimate pimp. Ice-T was
telling me that this dude. Anyway.
All right. Last category.
Yeah,
last.
You've been here for 14 years, man.
Ice-T was a pimp who became a TV cop.
Ice-T is fucking syndicated. That man is never going to. He is Bud Bundy rich.
He's been there the same amount of time at the beginning. 21 right. years.
Last one that we're going to talk about the changes.
Belsner, please. No.
Belzer, Richard Belzer? No, it's Olivia Benson, because she's been there whole show.
No. Richard Belzer's been there since the NYPD Blue.
No, Homicide, not NYPD Blue. Homicide.
I'm pretty sure he was on that show where it ended with the snowball and the snow globe and all that shit.
So
Let's move on.
All right, really quick, because I got to mention it. Richard Belzer, the fact that Richard Belzer has tied together so many universes. Richard Belzer played the exact same character in Homicide, Law and Order SVU, Sesame Street, and X-Files. So all of those universes are the same universe. Think about that.
Or it could be the same character in multiple universes.
Fucking multiverse. Yeah. Fuck you, Tom Holland.
He holds the record. Like, if you look it up, like, Wikipedia kind of shit.
You're too drunk to keep doing this. Finish this show.
All right.
Wait, what's the next category?
Seriously, I'm going to end up burning our dinner at this rate.
Best video game. Let's start with Jesse.
Nothing came out this year.
Man, it was kind of funny. Like, you know, we were talking about last year. I remember, you know, the games we're looking forward to in 2021. And I said it was kind of sad that the stuff I'm looking forward to is remakes, like Diablo 2 Resurrected and Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Funny enough, those are my top two games of the year.
All right. Well, that was quick. Let's go to
Diablo 2 Resurrected is phenomenal.
We know. You play it all the time.
I can't stop. I have a problem.
Let's
send help.
Let's go to Tanner.
Well, as everybody knows,
they're coming in with Heretic Cube.
Assassin's Creed.
As everybody knows, I am a huge fan of Assassin's Creed.
That was last year.
No.
So the my pick here is Halo motherfucking Infinite.
All right. Yeah. There it is.
It's when you play two matches and get angry and quit.
Yeah, but at least he doesn't.
Halo way.
At least he doesn't scream.
That's true.
Cyril Viegas, welcome to the chat. Cyril Viegas, he says Endwalker. Final Fantasy XIV almost was my top pick, but I did not play Endwalker, so I could not put it on there.
Couldn't.
Right, exactly. Fuck.
So wasn't that expansion so popular it broke everything?
It broke the internet. It was like Kim Kardashian's asshole. It broke the internet. All right, let's go to Kaz.
The only reason she's famous. I mean, Halo is really the only new game that I pulled up. Forza 5 was fucking great. I'll go with Forza 5.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
If you got to pick a game, Forza is a great time into.
That's not necessarily meaning it's the best. Steam reviews would like to argue with that.
Let's go.
This game is terrible.
Actually, you know what?
3,000 hours
on play. I'm going to take it back. Metroid Dread. That was my game.
That's a good fucking pick.
I have not beat the game simply because I've gotten to the boss. I'm at the last fucking boss, and I can't beat some bitch.
That's a true Metroid title right there.
Yep.
It's not a good Metroid game unless you finish on the boss.
Yeah.
You can play 5 Metroid games and almost beat all of them because of one boss. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Satisfying. Moving on.
That was me with Metroid Fusion for a long time. I could not beat that boss.
That was me with fucking Dark Souls. I could not beat Ornstein and Smaug. I quit the game for months till I finally came back. Fuck. All right, Hunter, what do you got?
You went through 3 controllers.
Yes.
I'm going to cheat. So I have not actually played the Mass Effect Legendary Edition, despite the fact that I have owned it since the day it came out. But I know it's great because I played all 3 of those games, and it's the only thing that came out this year that I think is worth putting on that list for me. So the real game of the year in terms of time spent and stuff that we actually played is Red Dead Online. But that didn't come out this year, so
it's still qualifies.
I would really pick Red Dead if I have to pick something that came out this year. It's Mass Effect.
But MCU, Red Dead Online, you got phases. We started in the West, and then we ended in the nuclear.
Because
Call of Duty kind of, came to an end earlier this year, at least with Black Ops anyway. I mean, we stopped playing that around May or so. But then Red Dead pretty much took over the summer and into the early fall.
Yep.
We had a brief blip into Destiny. We played Vanguard off and on, but Vanguard hasn't been, Cold War really.
Right.
But in terms of, time spent doing stuff, and Fallout I think is going to end up being that for next year at this rate. In terms of time spent, it's Red Dead, man, and the stuff that we did there.
Call of Duty Black Ops, honestly, if I could pick just any game, would probably be it, because I'm serious. Black Ops Cold War is a game that I have enjoyed more than any game I played in the last like 5 or 6 years. We had so much fun on the game. It brought all of us really together
every day.
It brought Kaz back into the fold. I mean, we
the only reason I'm even fucking here.
Right. Cold War is like so, it means so much to me. But it did come out last year.
The reason I even know like half of the people on this panel.
That's
right
true.
Now. I distinctly remember the first night we were playing, and Shan was like, "I'm gonna get my cousin in here. Hang on."
And everybody's like, "Who's this?" All right.
Cold War was so much fun. We played. I mean, top. My God, we put so many hours in that game. But it was last year. So my pick this year actually is Forza 5. It legitimately is. It was gonna be New World until I played New World. And then it wasn't. Man,
it was really fun for 5 hours.
Yes.
They fucked that game.
That game is fucked so hard.
It could have been great. It could have been great.
Halo Infinite is really good. I really like it. Fallout 76, again, came out years ago, so I can't pick it, but I love Fallout 76. Demon's Souls, I finally got to play it this year, but it came out last year, so I can't really pick it. So Forza 5 is the only game that came out this year that I enjoyed so much that I played it all the time. And that's crazy because I'm not a big racing fan.
I just want to point, that's qualifying enough. But the fact that Shannon Young just came out and said, Halo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. I try to be fair. I'm a fair person. I like to think I'm a fair person. Like, I try not to shit on things. I'm super anti-Halo. No, I'm anti. But Halo Infinite was really, really good. I also want to give a special shout out to Vanguard because I really do like Vanguard. We just have it like it's just too new. It's too new. They don't have enough shit in it. Yeah. Right.
I mean, this time last year we wouldn't have picked Cold War.
Right.
It took a little bit to really get going.
Yeah, because I think it was like January or something like that when we really got hard into.
Yeah, January is the first time I even considered buying a pack because I bought it for my birthday. What's that fucking clown doing here?
What is he here? You either get into a game or when you do, it's just all fire.
Right. Yes. Well, nothing but fire.
When you try to do anything other than like one other system, that's the weird thing. If you do multiple things, it's just chaos.
Or just can't get in.
One game that I really wish would hit Xbox so that I could that we could all play it together is Valheim. Have you guys ever like looked at that?
I've heard of it. I haven't.
That's a good game.
I have it on PC.
Because it's PC only, and I think that our group would really, really like. Get hardcore into it, but
I think that's why we like Fallout 76. That's why we like Fallout because there's so much to do in it, and there's so building and shit like that. Tanner, you raise lower your fucking hand.
actually,
he hasn't been playing it. I mean,
I tried. The game is dog ugly. I'm sorry.
It's not. Oh my god.
I mean, on top of that, for the record, I did kind of agree with you on that last night, but that doesn't mean it's a bad game. I play a lot of games that aren't great looking. Yeah.
A lot of people consider Undertale one of the best games to ever release ever, and it is not attractive.
When it comes to gaming, like the things that you put in, like, priority list, graphics for me, growing up, graphics was a big thing because we all
because
of
that
here,
time
on
they
panel
were.
Right
you
now,
could constantly see the evolution of
everybody
what was
on
happening.
This panel right now grew up watching the advancement of gaming. We've now hit a plateau of sorts. Like,
as good as it gets.
Kinda. It's. Like, look at the fucking Unreal Engine 5. Like, it's just fucking insane.
Tanner,
so, what I'm getting to is now playability and what is there. And, like, I still go back and I'll play fucking Super Mario.
Yes.
The graphics are like, playability and repeatability and wanting me to come back. And like, Red Dead is great. I love Red Dead. But we do two things.
Trade's good.
Two different runs.
Sunshine, trade goods.
Boom, boom. That's it. Fallout has that same thing. Red Dead is gorgeous. Period. Full stop. Gorgeous. But Fallout is replayable.
Like you.
There's a lot to do. And it's not great looking, but there's a lot to do.
Now, to be fair, my biggest complaint with Fallout isn't just that it's ugly. Like, that's just one thing I pick out. Just to bug these guys.
It doesn't bug us.
It bugs me. It bugs me.
I've never been a Fallout fan. Now, I played Skyrim.
That's
I played
fair.
All the Elder Scrolls.
No, that's fair.
I've never been a fan of Fallout.
It's Skyrim with guns.
Grab me.
Well, it's a platform. You said yourself, it's a platform.
Lindsay, what's your game?
No, before she says her game really quick, as a special bonus, I just want to say fuck you to Activision Blizzard. You fucking bastards. You made me stop playing Warcraft because of your fucking stupid ass fucking society that you built. And that makes me so mad because Warcraft was like my second home for so many years. And you've made me where I don't really want to play it. I play Call of Duty because I can jump in and kill people and I'm done. But I can't devote myself like I did to Warcraft before. And like, I get that you're trying to make steps now that you got caught. But that's such a different thing from I legitimately feel bad. Right. So fuck.
Are they?
Fuck you guys.
Are they really trying to make steps?
On the surface. On the surface level?
No, no, no.
Yeah, this is not the show. Not the show.
Activision side is.
Yes.
Blizzard is Blizzard. Themselves.
Other than Bobby Kotick. Bobby Kotick, you fucking piece of shit. You need to step the fuck down, you fucking piece of garbage. All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
Continue being there.
Lindsay, fix this. Fix it.
I mean, clearly there's only one game that I played this year.
Metroid.
That I wanted this year. I finally got my Gen 4 remake of Pokemon.
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant Diamond.
That's right.
Woo! That actually did
and maybe me. One of these days you'll re-pick up your copy of Shining Pearl and get past the second gym.
I will. I truly hate the graphics of that game.
I will definitely start that game soon.
I have 50 hours.
I mean, to be fair, I just got it like a few days ago, legitimately. So
yeah, that's actually been, I was going to mention that as an honorable mention, but I figured Lindsay would pick it.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that was the only thing.
Like, because I bought that, you know, that was Shelby's Christmas present. I upgraded our Switches to the OLED systems. And I bought her Brilliant Diamond. Well, I bought both of them and let her take her pick. And then I told her I would take the other one and we would play it together. So, like, some nights, you know, I finish playing Diablo or whatever, I stop early and we just go to the living room. We hang out on the couch. We watch something on TV and we just play our Switches together. And, like, that's been a shitload of fun. Like, I absolutely love that time I get to spend with Shelby and, like, doing something like that. It's really, really cool. And I've actually enjoyed playing Shining Pearl quite a bit. Like, that's the one I ended up going with. She
did half the time when you guys are playing your shooty killy time, I'm sitting in the chair next to him playing a
shooty killy time. Hunter, go ahead.
In the UK. I think that's what Call of Duty is called. Yeah. Well, that's like if you go get GTA over there, it's Steely Wheely Automobili.
Or
Steely Wheely Automobili.
Or if you buy Ice Cube album, it's actually Coldy Squares.
Coldy Squares. Yeah, Lindsay, I think Shelby's got like a solid 25 hours just in the underground knocking out.
Well, Tanner, I think we're almost done, man. Don't run away.
Well, no. The last thing.
No, he's doing a name.
The last thing.
I know. I'm messing with him.
Last thing we're going to talk about tonight before we get out of here. Oh, go ahead, Cass.
Sorry, I just wanted to point out before we move away from gaming, one thing I want to kind of like say now that it's New Year's Eve coming into 2022, something I am very interested in seeing what is going to happen is this whole kind of like Web 3.0 and the blockchain and how that's affecting gaming moving forward, especially as you bring up Pokemon and the whole collecting and this type of like customization and stuff. Like, I'm very fascinated to see what people are going to be able to build onto that.
I want to add to that I am also fascinated by this, but I hate it. I hate the idea of bit mining in video games. I know it's not the exact same thing, but like this whole
thing. I have no clue what you're
even
talking about.
It's not the bit mining that's going to be the thing. It's going to be the fact that there is this never-ending record of what occurs and what